From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the killing of a Burundian opposition leader and is urging all parties to shun violence and work to resolve the country's political crisis. The Secretary General said Saturday's killing of the UPD party leader Zedi Feruzi threatened to entrench mistrust and trigger further violence in Burundi. In a statement, Mr. Ban urged authorities to take steps to prevent political killings and called for full participation in talks facilitated by UN Special Envoy and African mediators. Feruzi was killed along with one of his bodyguards in a drive-by shooting in the capital of Bujumbura. Ethiopians are voting in national elections expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year hold on power. Voting appeared to be going smoothly Sunday in the capital of Addis Ababa, where long lines of voters waited peacefully outside polling stations. However, opposition parties say the elections are not free and fair because officials clamp down on opposition supporters and routinely detain bloggers and journalists. The EPRDF, however, denies those accusations and says Ethiopians support its record of economic growth. U.S. officials Sunday blamed Iraqi forces for Islamic State advances in the country in recent days. It comes as reports emerge that the militant group seized another border post and killed hundreds in Syria. Syrian state media says IS fighters executed at least 400 people since capturing the town of Palmyra last week. In neighboring Iraq, the group took control of an al-Walid border post. This is VOA News. Malaysian authorities say police have found 30 mass graves containing the remains of people believed to be Bangladeshi and Rohingya Muslims and migrants from Myanmar. The Home Minister, Zahid Hamidi, told reporters Sunday that the graves had been found along the border with Thailand near villages that had been used by human traffickers. Local media reported that the graves contained hundreds of skeletons that had been found in and near detention camps used by human traffickers of Bangladeshi and Rohingya Muslims. Most of the Bangladeshis are seeking to escape poverty in their homeland, while the Rohingya mostly are looking to escape discriminatory treatment by Myanmar's Buddhist majority. A bus carrying 30 international women activists, including American feminist campaigner Gloria Steinem, crossed the border into South Korea from the north on Sunday to mark International Women's Disarmament Day. Steinem, the 81-year-old feminist pioneer, spoke to reporters in the South.
I know that we had real human exchanges with North Korean women. There is nothing like sitting in a circle and telling each other our human stories, right? And that's what happened.
The group called Women Cross DMZ arrived in North Korea Tuesday, held a peace symposium, and marched with North Korean women during their six-day visit. Ireland has overwhelmingly voted to legalize same-sex marriage in the world's first national referendum on the issue. Enda Kenny is Ireland's prime minister.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people. Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
The dramatic social shift comes two decades after the traditionally Catholic country decriminalized homosexuality. Spain is holding regional and local elections Sunday. It's a vote that could see the country revamp its political landscape. Parties fueled by the anti-austerity movement are hoping to challenge the country's two-party system and dampen Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy and his ruling Conservative Popular Party's prospects of winning a second term later this year. A total of 71 people have been arrested in the city of Cleveland during protests following the acquittal of a white policeman in the shooting deaths of two unarmed blacks in 2012. The city's streets, however, were calm early Sunday after the Saturday night protests. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.